KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 RAV4 with on- and off-the-road versatility and available all-wheel drive with gas, hybrid, and plug-in options available. Visit your Toyota dealer for more. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, April 22nd. A state board has new rules on who gets funding for water quality projects along the border. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The San Diego City Council has unanimously voted and approved the renaming of Cesar Chavez Day to Farm Workers Day, as well as changing the nearly 1 mile long Cesar Chavez Parkway to Chicano Park Boulevard. Numerous renaming efforts began following shocking allegations of sexual assault and abuse against Chavez, as first reported by the New York Times. The Times based their story on more than 60 interviews from top aides and organizers to Chavez. Multiple efforts have already been underway to rename facilities that honor Chavez, with the Holiday Inn Parkway being the latest. Balboa Park Museum attendance is reportedly down by an average of 34% since paid parking first went into effect. This is according to data released from the Balboa Park Cultural Partnership. The partnership found that this year, between January and March, attendance saw a 34% decline, with some institutions dropping as much as 60% over that same period. This past January, paid parking in the park began, breaking a more than 100-year streak of free parking. Executive Director of the Balboa Park Cultural Partnership says that the impacts on our institutions are becoming more serious, and we are urging additional action by our regional leaders before potentially irreversible damages take hold. SeaWorld San Diego is opening a new underwater and above water experience next month on May 22nd. The new Shark Encounter exhibit replaces their original one from 1992 and gives visitors a chance to get up close and personal with 11 different shark species. This includes sand tiger sharks and even the endangered Australian leopard shark. SeaWorld San Diego says that visitors to the park will have the opportunity to upgrade their ticket and observe a live feeding session of more than 400 sharks in the exhibit, learn about their diets, and discover the roles that sharks play in our ecosystem. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Flood and Restoration Services. Family-owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhau has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhau's full-service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.
Proposition 4 earmarks $50 million for water quality projects along the border, but it doesn't say who gets the money. Environment reporter Tammy Merga says a state board has new rules to help it decide.
Leaders in San Diego and Imperial counties have been making their case for why the Tijuana and New Rivers deserve all the Proposition 4 funding. On Tuesday, the State Water Resources Control Board approved rules to guide who should get funds and how much. Joaquin Esquivel is the board's chairperson.
$50 million can go very quickly, especially between the two border communities that the dollars can go, and there's just an incredible amount of need.
Officials say at least 20 projects are seeking funding, and it's unlikely one project will get the full amount. The board will soon solicit applications and rank them. Projects must show how they will reduce pollution and protect public health. The state agency says funding will be allocated early next year. Tammy Merga, KPBS News.
Pushback continues against San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria's city budget proposal. Reporter Katie Anastas says one of the cuts is to a day center providing basic services to homeless San Diegans.
Mayor Todd Gloria's proposed budget would cut nearly $950,000 in funding for the Neil Good Day Center. Father Joe's Villages operates the center. It offers bathrooms, laundry, storage, and mail services. It's also a safe place to nap after a night on the street. Peter Alcock has been homeless for about a month. He says he comes here every morning to charge his phone and laptop. He uses them to look for jobs.
This is a pulse. And if you cut this pulse, you're going to leave all the people who have almost no hope with no other option.
Deacon Jim Vargas is president and CEO of Father Joe's Villages. He says the city typically gives the nonprofit about $850,000 per year to run the center. Father Joe's spends about $500,000. Vargas says Father Joe's is willing to keep it open, even without city funding.
We would have to curtail our services tremendously.
A spokesperson for Mayor Todd Gloria's office says they're prioritizing programs that, quote, maximize shelter capacity and help move people into permanent housing. City leaders will continue discussing the budget over the next several weeks. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Last week, La Mesa became the latest city in San Diego County to approve an e-bike ordinance. Reporter Elaine Alfaro says it will prohibit kids under 12 from riding e-bikes.
The city council passed the ordinance with a unanimous 5-0 vote. Councilmember Genevieve Suzuki said the issue is personal for her.
I have a 10-year-old. He's almost 11. He has no business going anywhere near anything faster than 5. And so while I understand we want to give our kids the opportunity to have a good time, this is a safety issue.
The ordinance prohibits kids under the age of 12 from operating standard e-bikes that can reach up to 20 miles per hour. It also allows the city to confiscate modified bikes. La Mesa is among several San Diego County cities that have recently passed e-bike ordinances, including Santee, Chula Vista, and Coronado. La Mesa Mayor Mark Arapasathis says this is largely in response to community complaints and concerns about e-bikes.
This is mostly for the people that are behaving poorly or that they're making choices that could put them in danger.
The council is set to make a final vote on the ordinance next Tuesday. It's scheduled to take effect after a 30-day outreach campaign. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
Earth Day turns 56 today. The annual global event celebrates all the ways people protect the planet. Environment reporter Tammy Murga also brings us this story as she spoke with Dr. V. Wen. She's a local pediatrician who's been picking up trash along San Diego's coastline for years. This small act has led her to do bigger climate advocacy work. Here she is picking in Pacific Beach on Saturday.
It's kind of weird, but people like just leave everything on the beach, like unopened alcohol. And like, I would not drink it. I don't drink, but I made vinegar out of it. Oh, wow. Cause you can just take alcohol and ferment it, you know? And then I use it to clean. And it's just very interesting. Like, I was just like, I just had these adventures. Like just random. And then I would find a lot of vapes. That's why we end up doing a lot of anti-vaping legislation, because I was like, what are all these things, you know? And then like you just, I don't know, the litter like really connects us all. I think trash is really interesting. I was like burned out, like questioning my career trajectory. It was very sad. I mean, honestly, like thinking back to it, it was really kind of a dark place in life when as a physician thinks about leaving medicine. And so I was like jogging, and then I kind of realized like, oh, I could pick up trash at the same time. Let me just be a plogger. I think it was around Earth Day or something. And then I found out about Instagram. Like, I know it had been around for a decade or so, but, and then my husband was like, I was like, yeah, I want to get on Instagram. And there's a Dr. Pimple Popper. So I was like, yeah, let's be Dr. Plastic Picker. And yeah, and I promised at that moment, 10 years of advocacy. I was like, I'm going to do this 10 years. So I'm a year seven. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it over 10 years, but that's when I kind of started, okay, I'm going to do it. You have all this plastic pollution that's land-based, and you get all these little, like, you know, you get like, you definitely get like big pieces of plastic, but you also get just little corners of like this, like here. Like little like tags here, like little corners of like snack bags. Oh, look at this. Isn't that crazy? And like you look at it, you're like, well, how did this get here? What the heck? It's some kind of like, you know, I don't know. I know it doesn't need to be here. I used to count the number of cans I got, count this, count that. And it was just really, you know, and just, but in that process, you know, there's so many different ways to pick up trash. There's infinite amount of trash, like, and it just kind of informs how I think of life now. We talk about scary things like extreme heat and cardiac death, extreme heat and this and that and that and this, but realizing how bad it is, we're only going to get through this if we're connected, however it is. I don't know. I am super scared too, but not, because I'm like, I'm doing stuff, you know? I get like, and my job is not to fix the climate crisis. My job is to do my part. What I'm most proud of is the summit we do at UCSD. It's called HCSD, and it's the Heat and Human Health Summit at UCSD Medical School. This is going to be our fourth or fifth year, and I'm so proud of us because it really was, we actually came up with the idea on the wetlands. We're at Love Your Wetlands Day trying to rewild Mission Bay. And honestly, we pushed the agenda. Like this year, we're going to do a session on AI and heat. I think picking up trash, what it taught me is that you can pivot. You can stop that project, go here. Like I'm very meandering, just like how I was picking up trash. I'm like, oh, look at that. So I picked this spot. You will save what you love. You will fight for what you love, right? And that is why I am so fight for San Diego.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhaugh Plumbing, Heating and Air, Flood and Restoration Services. Family owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhaugh has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhaugh's full service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bilhaugh is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILHAUGH or visit bilhaugh.com, because we know how.